Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Connor? What's so important?
It's about a dog. Oh. Ooh.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's, before we get off topic, go ahead and read some housekeeping, key housekeeping notes for us.
Good for you for staying on top of the housekeeping.
Yeah.
Someone has to.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do
that.
You
want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. You were just planting the seed.
Well, you're better at it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I think you're pretty good at it too.
That's nice.
Brooke.
But you're better.
No. Anything I can do, you can do with heels.
That is true.
One heel on my neck. The other one on the driver's pedal.
Go ahead and read us the housekeeping notes.
Guys, our first video on our new page came out 2 days ago now. And we hope you're loving it. We hope you send it to everyone you're related to and people that you have lost touch with, maybe for whatever reason, to kind of rekindle that.
This could be a really good unifier.
Yeah. This is actually the video. We actually gave it to Kylie Jenner before we released it, and she sent it to Jordan Woods. And they were able to reconnect because of the highs and lows of the pizza competition.
I had almost forgotten about that. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
Clear eyes, full heart, fat ass, can't lose.
Yep.
So there's going to be judges who are going to come judge both of our pizzas.
All right, we're making a pizza.
Yes.
No more wasting time.
No, let's stop.
I'm going to move this over here.
Okay, now that's it. You know, one more
time. I want to push on the board.
Oh, okay. Hey, this guy's a mommy.
Look at that.
Hey.
And you know what I'm not going to do?
You're just a
show
off.
Is kind of just do this thing that Connor was doing.
Okay, well.
Because it's not necessary.
This is called over the edge, kid.
Really?
Yeah, when it won't come off the board, that's when you're going to have a real problem.
Right.
Shit, you know I'm good.
I told you.
Hard to watch. It's hard to watch. Oh.
So you hit every spot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to hear a word from you.
No, because I thought I wasn't supposed to.
Anything a man can do, a woman can do in heels.
I think my form was a little better.
Shit. Put more meat on it.
Oh, it's pretty warm, Vito.
Yeah, it's an oven. Do you think this looks like something you would sell?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Because of anything a man can do, a woman can do in heels.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
and I hope that you guys love it. And we had a lot of fun making it. And go ahead and subscribe to the new channel while you're there watching the pizza video. It's at BNCMAP.
It's youtube.com.
Yeah.
Slash.
Yes. BNC. Yes. Yes.
You have to put the at symbol, by the way.
Okay. You do have to put the at symbol. So again, one more time, that is youtube.com/@BNCMAP.
That's
and there's
going
to be a lot more where that came from.
Again, if you want to leave a comment or a suggestion for something that we should do.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it. That is scary to see.
Oh.
It says, BNC, please look under your chairs. Okay. At the same time.
I'm scared. I feel like something's going to jump out at me.
What if it was a snake?
Oh.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh this God. Is good. Okay.
This is really
so Brooke and I have just, for audio people.
Absolutely breathtaking.
For audio people, Brooke and I just received shirts commemorating
oh, I love
my
it.
Trip to the OC Fair.
Oh,
which,
Izzy. Oh, Izzy.
Which we talked about in the last episode. Brooke, can you read the shirt?
Yeah, I can. Oh, I love it. It says, I went to the OC Fair.
Awesome.
Insert photo of Connor in the, don't tell me. Do not tell me. Whatever
printed
you do.
On the shirt.
Okay,
well
I'm not going to look because I want to figure it out myself. It's not the zipper. The zipper was the other one. It is the zipper. What is it?
Come on, Brooke.
Did it start with a U? Does it start with a vowel? Does it start with an I? Does it start with an O? Does it start with an E? What else is there? The A. The A.
Sometimes Y.
Yeah, oh, Y?
A. No, it's A.
Oh, A. The Annihilator? I don't know. Should I go? I'm going to look.
It should be called The Annihilator.
And all I got was sucked off by the abduction zone. I would have, if you told me AZ, I would have gotten it.
Okay, well, next time I'll keep that in mind.
That's awesome.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So all together,
makes it even more special.
Says I went
gives
to the,
it character.
I went to the OC Fair and all I got was sucked off by the abduction zone.
I love it.
Oh, I do too.
And you were being real funny when you said all that.
What do you mean?
That was like a good bit you did.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Don't be scared. I'm just giving you a compliment.
I'm always a little scared. I'm always a little scared. Guys, thanks for listening to our podcast. We're just, hang on, that's what I usually say at the end.
We're heading out. No, here's the truth. We're not
recording.
We're not recording at our normal time, which is when we get a little kind of out of it, but it's going to be good. And we're going to make a good episode for you because we got, it's not funny.
Knock on wood. We're going to make a great episode for you. I hope.
No, it is going to be good because we got so many good questions.
Right.
And would you rathers and am I the assholes? And I screenshotted like, I think really like 50 of them that I have for you to ask you and to also ask myself. So they'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So we're looking inward today on today's AITA/question in general.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a lot of good ones that you've never heard before and you never would have even thought to think that they could even possibly be questions.
Are they statements?
No, they're questions, but it's like that, like,
oh.
You never would have even known that they existed if I didn't tell you soon. I didn't tell you yet, but I will.
Sounds exciting. You're really just setting this all up for us today. I'm so excited. It's like a picnic. You're setting it up, and I can't wait to start digging in.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it, Connor.
So the way that we set it up, and we are still, obviously, like, we grow every day as people. Brooke and I are no exception. We're just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And we set it up as here, write in the question box. And if your question gets cut off, give us more context in the DMs.
Right.
Brooke took the question sticker, which is what you put on the Instagram story, and said, you do the DMs. And so I said, okay.
I looked through the responses to the sticker
and
told Connor to just look through our DMs.
The DMs in general.
Yeah.
The stickers and the DMs come in separately.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but all of the DMs we got just said more context, but I couldn't see what they answered in the sticker box.
Oh, and I also, like, there wouldn't be a way to connect them for me either.
And you wouldn't have the more context.
So just next time, and you guys did nothing wrong, and you never have, and you never will. But next time, if you have something long, just forget the sticker button. Just go right to the DMs. But I got a lot of, like, 16-part stickers.
Right. I want to encourage everyone to not, to hang on, reread when you have to send 16 separate messages and try to cut that down to your best. Because I was like, I can't even.
Or just DM it without the question sticker. So it could be one long part.
Someone sent 3 voice notes in a row and they were all 3 minutes long.
Okay. That I'm sorry. Just type it. I feel horrible. But
even voice to text would work.
Uh-huh. Do you like getting voice notes from people? Not to derail us very far.
Well,
but
you know what voice notes I got yesterday that was really fun?
Huh.
If you know the words to this song, sing along. Sing along. Have you seen that?
No.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, there's this girl on TikTok and Instagram that made up that jingle. And then she sings one part of a song, and then the other person tries to guess what song it is.
Okay.
Do you want to play that game?
I do.
We
now?
Do. Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to try it?
Sure.
Okay.
You do it.
Okay, let me try to think of a song. Okay.
I love games.
Okay.
I love when we play games, and I love when you're down to play games.
Yeah, I love games.
Yeah. I've seen her.
Yeah. This is not her.
Three of them. No,
but it's fine because I think everyone's on. Her name's Maddie. Jepsen, I think. Maddie Jepsen. Yeah. She's been playing this game at the wazoo, kind of. The one on the far right is the game. Actually, bottom left on this screen right here. This is her OG video. Yes. Yeah, we can play it. No. It's her voice.
When you know. When you know. The words to the song. Sing along. Sing along. Wake up in the morning feeling like
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got my glasses on the door.
Okay. I'm feeling I'm not going to know a lot of the songs because I don't know a lot of the songs that you know.
I picked one that you would know.
I feel like I just don't know any songs besides my very specific catalog.
I have one in mind that I think you'll know.
Okay, yeah, go. Let's do it.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh my god, I don't know the first word. Oh no, I don't know the word. The word of the song I'm gonna do.
What is it? The song. Maybe I know it.
But you understand why I couldn't tell you? I can't tell you the answer.
I do.
Okay, I'll pick a different song.
Okay.
Same artist.
Is it Ludacris? I won't know.
What the hell is the words to the songs? Hang on.
Pick a song.
Okay,
you know
okay,
the words
okay,
to.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I'm just gonna go in the middle of the chorus.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll tell you that after. Okay. When you know the words to this song, sing along, sing along.
It could be literally any song.
So just ask for more.
Oh, more, please.
I got
a feeling.
Same time period, weirdly.
That tonight's gonna be.
No, so that wasn't the answer. That's what I was saying. Okay.
Okay.
Are you asking for more?
I thought I had it for a second.
Okay, ready? I'm gonna go again.
Yeah.
I got it.
I got a pocket, yep. Full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, got it.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. Okay.
I'm ready.
If you know the words to this song, sing along, sing along.
When you started singing that jingle, I almost said, if you know. Okay. I was like, I knew that one. All right.
If I.
Okay. It's not If I Die Young, Bury Me in Satin,
not.
But I had it for a second. Just repeat that same.
If I.
Oh my god, I had it. Ooh, I just crushed my balls. What is the Okay, if I just lay here.
No, good guess. Not it.
Okay.
But I think the next word, it's going to make it.
Okay, you don't have to say the whole next word. You can just say like the first.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You want it?
Oh, that's is
no,
that it?
No, that was me going, ooh.
Okay.
But it's not the song.
Ooh.
Do I have to start it from the beginning if you know the name of the song, or can I just?
No. You can keep going because I'm asking for more, please. Go.
If I would.
Oh my God, I'm having like a Raven Simone situation. If I were a boy.
Yes!
There it is. Got it.
Good job, Connor.
Okay, that's fun.
That's really fun.
That's a fun warm up.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I hope to do it again.
Why did we do that?
Guess because it says up there guessing the song TikTok challenge.
Oh, but that's not why we did that at all. Can someone give me a refresher? I wish I could already.
I think you just came.
Rewatch.
Are you about voice notes?
But we're talking about voice notes.
Okay, so that's where you're playing. So voice notes, when it's a very active conversation, that's fine. If someone's giving me like 3 minute and a half long voice notes,
they're not getting listened to.
Congratulations, or sorry that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't reading all that.
Yeah, it's fine if
Mm-hmm. You have a love-hate relationship with voice notes.
Well, I think it's fine every once in a while.
You kind of have to be a little bit succinct.
I think it's fine every once in a while.
It's kind of fun if you have to do an accent.
And also, it's all fine like at nighttime when everybody's knows that everybody's cozied up in bed. That's fine. But like, you don't know where I am in the day if you're sending a voice note. I can't listen to that in the middle of Whole Foods right now.
Hack. Ready for this hack?
Yeah.
You can click it and copy it and paste it so you can fast forward and scroll through it to a voice note.
You're kidding. Nope, where would you copy and paste it to?
I think you can copy and paste
your
it
note?
To the message that you're in and then send it. And it would
send it back?
It sends as a file. I don't know. Or copy and paste it to a different, I don't know, different place. You just got to move places. You just got to copy and paste it. But you can save it as a file.
Okay.
And it just is like
I don't want to.
The audio, just in case you, if it's a minute and a half long.
Something I want.
And your phone keeps shutting off auto, you know, automatically locks. And you have to start it over. Or you lose it.
I do think that there's a way to like go back if you like, if you like randomly touch on the voice memo. It'll take you to a random place. But it's not precise at all by any means.
I didn't. Know that you could
like I think you can just like drag yourself to the middle, but it's not like you can't pinpoint an exact time.
I remember when I found out about scrubbing.
What's that?
When you like on YouTube, if you're watching on your phone, if you move your hand higher up when you're scrolling, it scrolls like point second by point second, like it's a finer scrub. And if you go low, it moves by like 10 seconds at a time.
I had no idea.
Oh, Brooke, did I just introduce you to scrubbing?
What do you mean if you scroll up?
So like if I'm rewinding something, if I click and drag like halfway through the screen and scroll, it's a more dexterous
sure.
scroll.
Wow, that's good to know. That's really good to know. That reminds me of these. I used to watch these videos. Well, they're like Vlogbrothers videos, John and Hank Green. I don't know if they make them anymore, but they used to do these like life hacks videos
those.
It would be like truly the most insane things that changed my life. I cannot name one at all right now, but maybe we could watch some in the bonus.
Oh, I love life hacks.
Because they were my favorite videos and I haven't watched them in years.
That's the thing about me opening Snapchat like first thing in the morning. Another one of those things. It's like I'm either watching 150 compilation. Mm-hmm. Life hack videos with music for a circus,
mm-hmm.
or I'm watching the case of an unsolved brutal murder at 7:15 a.m.
Totally get it.
I have to watch the entire thing of both.
Totally get it. Totally get it. I'm watching those cutting sand and then sensory stuff. I'm watching a lot of sensory stuff. I've also been watching a lot of like kids. Here, I can show you. I've actually already showed you.
Just watching kids.
No, like this.
Nice
stuff.
To get ahead of it before it comes out. Oh yeah,
it's so fun.
Been seeing these all over your story. I'm loving them.
Thank you. For For those of you that are not watching, it's just fruits dancing around doing a conga line. And it's so mesmerizing. It's giving me the same thing as like
chewing on like something squishy.
Yeah. It just scratches the right itch. Yeah, that's all I can say.
There's some Freudian in the comments.
Also, you're not really watching on TikTok. I don't know if these have made it to Reels yet, but the pushing the glass bottles down the stairs there being colors in it.
Made it to Reels yet. That was brutally hurtful.
You don't go on TikTok. You've been on more recently, I've noticed.
Yeah, because I'm posting and taking down videos with about a 30-minute time in between. Maybe they just haven't hit the TL yet. Yeah. Okay, they hit.
Yeah,
they're just not resonating with my current audience.
Oh, and that's why you just have to stop being a creator and start being a consumer.
You said it right, sis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time to, I need to consume more content. My screen time is way down.
I do too. It would be helpful, like, as somebody who, like, makes content technically, really, for a living, like, to watch stuff that was just not fruits dancing around in a conga line.
You
like, watch,
you,
like, actual people doing stuff that I could get inspired by.
Brooke,
but the heart wants what the heart wants.
You're not the algorithm engineer. That's not your fault. That's what's on your
FYP. It is becoming my fault because I interact with them so much. But what can you do?
I don't know.
Nothing. Do you want me to start asking you some questions?
No, because I need to tell you about... So Brooke and I were together this morning for something really exciting that we're going to launch.
I think it's already launched at this point.
No.
Sorry. We're in the past.
We're in the.
We can say what it is. So people.
It's merch.
Oh, we have merch coming out. We're in the weeds right now.
What do you mean?
Trying to find. I don't know. What does that say? Saying mean?
Too much going on.
Okay. Yeah. We're in the weeds.
Okay. Yeah. No, we are.
There's things tickling my ear.
Well, I think we're just confused because we're in the past. You're watching this a few weeks ahead of when we're recording it, because I'm going to. Just 1 week, because I have got to go home to Philadelphia and go to Wawa.
Wow.
Because I have not been in a year.
Because it's Hoagie Fest.
I missed Hoagie Fest.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I might be able to catch it by one day if it's still open in July, but I think it's done in August.
You've got a jam-packed week there.
I know. I'm super excited.
That's going to be awesome. Look at us both spending our grandparents' birthdays with them.
I know.
No matter the
sweet.
No matter the trek.
Yeah. We're such good nuts. What were you saying before about...
Okay, so Brooke and I were together this morning because we are getting ready to launch this merch that we're really excited about. It was 115 degrees, and where we took the photos smelled like human poop and pee. And we fought through, and we took some awesome launch photos.
That, by the way, is why we're like... kind of acting silly. I think we're like heat exhausted and
something's so bizarre
dehydrated
and happening
and
in my brain.
Yeah. But those are usually good episodes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck gave these two a platform?
I don't
know. That's going to be
That's genuinely a comment.
If we hit the algorithm, like I'm prepared.
Uh-huh.
I'm prepared to say, hey man, I don't know. I literally don't even remember driving here.
Yeah.
10 minutes ago.
No, you shouldn't have
I don't remember. Yeah, and you think I know how I got this platform?
Babe, I don't know.
Babe, I'd have no idea.
And you don't. That's not an answer that you have to have.
I told you I pinned that comment on our post.
Yeah. No, I love when people ask us how we have a platform. I don't know.
Wait, let's make merch. It says, who gave these two a platform?
I like it. I like it a lot.
We should make stools.
I like
little
it a
stools
lot.
That say that on them. Because it's like a little platform. We should
Do
make
you think
platform
people are in the,
shoes that say, who gave me a platform, ?
I don't, okay. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. I don't know how many people are going to want to buy stools.
Everybody needs a stool. You don't have a, you need a stool.
I need a stool. Yeah. I don't need a stool. They're too short. I need a chair. I just sit standing on my chairs.
You need a stool to get on your chair.
No, I don't. I can just get on the chair. Thank you very much.
Sheesh.
Okay. You got anything else?
Yeah, I do.
What?
So I was with Brooke this morning. and okay. Stool also means
poop.
Human poop.
Yeah.
I don't think it means animal poop at all. But anyways, so I was with Brooke.
That's scat.
Stool and then there's scat.
Which
Get
one are
picture?
You? Pick your fighter.
I'd say I'm more of a scat guy. If we're getting into it, if we're in the weeds.
Total stool girl over here.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
We were together this morning.
And we did that. So where we shot the photos, it was an hour and 34 minutes from me somehow. And so I have spent more time in the car today than out of the car. Mm-hmm. So when I picked up Chipotle, which is not something I have all the time.
Like, what's your Chipotle order?
Okay, so it's everything in that I can see in front of me.
Okay.
Julia, say, run the gamut.
Uh-huh.
Dump it all in. Good luck getting that lid on thing. And so I did all that. And it's so weird how I've been eating for so years now. But you put a Chipotle bowl in front of me, it's as if I've never seen food.
Uh-huh.
It's as if I've been in a dog cage in someone's basement uh-huh. for like 20 years. I go in and I'm grossed out with myself right now.
Can you tell us what was on it and why you're grossed out?
I think it was probably 6 pounds, and I ate it in 7 minutes. Like, I had in 7 minutes. So I had, like, I was consuming, like, about a pound of meat, cheese.
Do you get sour cream and cheese?
Yeah.
Like, do you guys get sour cream and cheese? Like, I look at those people, and I'm just like, we are not the same species.
Wait, what do you mean? Sour cream?
If I had sour cream and cheese together, I would be in the ICU, truly.
Oh, I'm still kicking over here.
Like, that is like so unthinkable on the system.
Man, I can't think of a world where I would eat sour cream without cheese involved.
You want to know my Chipotle order? It has to be so bare bones.
Can I? I'll guess.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's chicken and rice.
Uh huh.
You don't like beans, so skipping the beans.
No beans.
Do you put queso on? You don't like.
No.
You can't do queso. Pico de gallo.
Uh-huh.
And chips, probably.
Corn.
Oh, corn.
Guac and chips. Extra corn.
I need my Chipotle bowl to be like an 8-layer dip.
Yeah.
You know?
I have all the respect in the world for you. Couldn't be me.
It's gross. Like, I basically can only eat Chipotle once every amount of time I forget how I act around it.
I've been getting the quesadillas a lot.
Quesadillas are dead.
This is not a Chipotle ad, by the
way.
Oh,
yeah. Crap.
I love the quesadillas.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
They have cheese on them. That's fine.
Yeah, they do.
It is so... I don't understand, like, when... Like, the rules I have for myself about when I like cheese and when I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No sense. Like, I don't want it in the bowl. Want it on a quesadilla.
That makes sense.
Okay.
On Sunday, this past Sunday, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, I was with a kid, and... that was being babysat with someone who I was with, sorry. And the babysitter was uh-huh. making them lunch,
uh-huh.
which consisted of a cut-up hot dog, a quesadilla, some grapes, and some bell peppers.
Oh my God, that sounds like your death row meal.
Put us down for two.
Yeah.
Because that's my ideal lunch.
Yeah.
And that is, I was going to text you, I finally figured out my death row meal.
Is it that?
It's either just a quesadilla, cooked in a pan with butter
uh-huh.
on both sides, ooh. And then cut with a pizza cutter
uh-huh.
in triangles. So kind of the edges are almost like
just
vacuum sealed shut. Yeah. Or a 3D printed Starbucks breakfast sandwich.
I can't get behind that one.
I don't expect you to.
You know what I really love, which is like, no, it's not gross. It's just so good. A classic Egg McMuffin, bacon, egg, and cheese from McDonald's.
You know that tastes exactly like the Starbucks sandwich.
It doesn't at all.
It does.
The English muffin's so different.
Oh, the English. Well, that's an English muffin at Starbucks as well.
It's so different, though.
Well, I haven't had a McDonald's.
It's thinner. And the bacon is crunchy. This is like an ad for...
Every fast food. We have to stop.
Okay.
We are on strike until they pay us.
We've already been going for a half hour. I want to get to the questions.
No.
No, I'm dead serious. Let's head into it. I'm going to put my foot down.
Okay. Okay.
What's your story?
Oh, you still haven't told it?
No, it was that I ate too fast.
All right.
Can you believe it took me 15 minutes to say that I ate my Chipotle too fast?
Let's dive into it. Okay, this is an interesting one. Oh, there's so many good ones. Okay, I'll start with this one. Would we ever switch bodies for a week, like Freaky Friday, but on purpose? Like, would you opt in if we had the choice?
I don't see the point.
Really?
Yeah. Would you want to?
Yeah, I'd be so curious to know what it's like to be.
We kind of Snapchat all day. I know what you know what I do.
No, but I've never been in your body.
What do you want to do in my body so bad?
I want to know what it feels like. Well, I want you to know what it feels like to have different kinds of moods.
Brooke.
The kinds of moods that I experience. I want you
I said, Brooke, I want you to experience what it's like to have different kinds of moods?
No, I don't mean that you don't have moods. I just want you to know what, I guess I just want you to know what my brain is like. I'd be curious. And I'd want you to know my exhaustion levels.
Yeah.
I would want to see if it was your consciousness, could you go without a nap?
You know?
In my body. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And my stomach aches as well. I want to see what you would do with those. I want to go on a run.
Yeah.
With your legs.
Oh, that'd be fun. I always think it's funny. Like, I'm always like, oh, my back hurts. Like, I wonder if I gave you that pain, if you'd be like, ow, like right away. Like, it hurts so bad and I'm just used to it.
Yeah. I always wonder, like
you're just writhing in pain. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm living in hell and I'm just used to it.
No, I always think what if your like just resting feeling is like the way I feel like if I'm about to puke, you know?
Yeah. If I think about it too much, I'm always nauseous. Yeah. I can make myself throw up in any situation.
Really?
Yeah, you know, a lot of actors are like, yeah, I can cry on command, cry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you want me to throw up? I'll do it right now.
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, you can't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like, okay, no, this is where my back hurts. And people are like, I wish I could just be like.
Okay, so I'll experience it and let you know.
Yeah.
So do you want to switch bodies?
Sure. For how long?
A week. But it's either that or we can't ever.
I think I'm anti.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Would you do it if I was like, please, 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 please?
Yeah.
If we have to both get on board?
Yeah, sure. I would switch bodies with you if that ever came up.
Okay.
If you really wanted to do it.
Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh. You would last 3 hours in this bod.
No, I think I'd be like reborn.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah.
In the bus only lane.
I can't imagine
here.
You walking in my heels.
In your platforms.
Yeah.
How these two
get
a platform.
Oh, it would also be cool to like, you could experience what life is like as an individual that's under 5 feet. And I could experience what life is like as an individual over 5.
Yeah, I would crawl into so many random spaces.
Yeah.
You could probably get in any of your cabinets. If you
try hard enough, yeah.
You could probably get in your fridge.
No, there's too many shelves. If I took them out, yeah.
So if your AC ever breaks, you're fine. You can just get in your fridge.
It's broken. Actually, no. Last night I texted my landlord and said my AC is broken, and she came and looked at it and she says, it's not broken, it's just hot out.
Oh, Brooke, that reminds me of in my old apartment when I was like, I smell gas, like there's a gas leak.
Yeah.
And my landlord came over from his house 15 minutes away and turned off my stovetop oven.
It's hard because like I never reach out to my landlord because I don't want to bother her ever. And the one time I was like, this is insufferable, it's too hot, just hot outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
I mean, I think I'm getting evicted pretty soon. I talked about
well,
that
do you want to go into that or can I ask friends. You another question?
You can kind of hit me with another question, I think. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Whenever, are you ready? I have one for you, too.
Oh, yeah. You can ask me one. I have some for you.
Okay.
Do you want me to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had to describe how to insert a tampon.
Man, your question.
Which you're going to need if you are in my body. Could be helpful information.
I don't want your body the week you have your period.
Okay. Well, I guess we can schedule around it. But you know what? No, you should experience that. That would be perfect. Walk a mile in these Louboutins. How do you insert a tampon?
Bloody shoes. That's what Louboutins are.
I'm not
are.
Bleeding in my shoes.
That's what Louboutins are. They're red bottoms.
Okay.
This is bloody shoes.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry.
It's okay. What did you say? What was the question?
How do you put
in a tampon?
Yeah. Well, how does it work?
I get how a tampon is applicated.
Tell us then.
Stick it in and you push it out and you pull the plastic out.
I guess. I don't. Yeah. That sounds right. Say it again.
You stick it in.
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of do one of these.
Oh my God, Connor.
Where
yeah.
Your finger goes in between and you pull the plastic and the string.
That's like, that's good.
It's pretty intuitive. It's a pretty intuitive tool.
I feel like most guys actually would not have been able to say that. So good for you.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Did you see that trend on TikTok when girls were like, how do you work this? And it was a pad and they just like literally like thought you stuck the sticky side to your vagina. Did you think
that? Yeah, I can't believe they thought that. Stupid. Men. Yeah, that's crazy. Pads get a bad rap.
Yeah. Well, now there's those underwear that you can just kind of just use as a pad, free bleed.
Took them long enough.
It did.
Jesus.
It did.
Hit me with another one. Mine are not fun. They're actually, I want to make a PSA. Many of the submissions I went through passed the level of concern almost to the point of I want to report you to the police. So please don't. I didn't even
I saw one about
those.
That was actually
I was like name. this is not the channel to be submitting this to because now I'm involved and I'm gonna act like I'm not and I'm not even gonna go into any more detail and I'm gonna leave this alone.
Let's do it.
But I'm not better than reporting your am I the asshole that is absolutely a crime. So you just reevaluate.
Okay, ready?
Criminals.
This is more for me, I guess. But I'll ask myself.
Broken criminals make a podcast.
Would you rather eat clam chowder or go to a Miranda Lambert concert?
Oh, that is for you.
Because you like clam chowder.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat clam chowder than give her my money.
That makes sense.
Yeah. At this time.
Yeah.
Right now.
I agree. I don't know. I kind of like some of her songs. Support the art, not
the
artist.
No, I do too.
What song do you like by Miranda Lambert?
I don't even want to give it attention right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Here's one that's more of a discussion.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for stopping being friends with someone because they copied everything I did? And this was part one, could not find part two. And
I probably got part two.
Oh, okay. But we have enough info.
Yeah.
I think.
Go ahead. We're going to give actual concrete answers today, whether we're right or wrong.
No, you're not. I don't think you're the asshole. You, it's your life. You can choose to be friends with whoever you want to be. If that's not filling your bucket, which I understand why it wouldn't, that could be annoying, even though people say that imitation is the, what is it? The most sincere highest form of flattery. Form,
yeah.
Which, like, okay, doesn't mean it's not annoying. So I don't think you're an asshole. I think it's just the way you go about it.
Does this person hate the other person? What'd they say?
They want to stop being friends. I don't think that.
Mutually?
No, the person who's being copied wants to stop being friends with the copier because she's annoyed by the copying.
You know what? This is one of those issues that seem so minuscule until it happens to you. What if this happened to you?
I would be annoyed and I would distance myself. I think the asshole, am I the asshole, factor comes into how you go about the distancing.
But you know what? We need the part two of the example, which they probably submitted.
And we just don't have it.
Okay, I'm going to think of an example of someone copying me. I don't know what
think
they
about
would copy.
Somebody who,
oh, someone is, who's taken my full...
Think about somebody who makes your videos after you make them.
I laughed both times and followed the people to put the fear of God into them.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not malicious. So I just kind of... It bugs me. One guy, you guys, took a video that is 1 minute long, that is a full-blown bit with nooks and crevices and all of the inflections and facial expressions, and memorized it and sent it back to the camera, and it went so viral, so much more viral than mine. And I said,
I remember him.
Respect, because that takes actual big juicy balls. That's embarrassing as all get out. But it sucked because he was like a really good looking dude too.
He was.
I could tell he was tall.
Yeah.
Even through the screen, and he nailed every bit of it. He should act.
But you should pat yourself on the back knowing that that was your idea.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in the writer's room working my ass off for these low ass wages. Now I'm on strike, respectfully, but at this time, I was fighting for my life in the weeds. And this guy took it with his nice teeth and ran with it. And to that I say, where are you now? Not on a podcast with me.
Not on this platform. No.
He has so many followers now.
Oh.
I checked in on him the other day.
So do you.
Relatively, yeah. Thanks, Brooke.
You're welcome.
No, he can go to hell. What's the next question?
Okay. This is more of a scenario. So, I currently have one best friend talking to / hooking up with the brother of our other best friend. Okay, so this girl's best friend.
Okay, got it.
Is hooking up with the brother of their other best friend. That makes sense?
Keep it in the family.
Okay. The sister is super not loving it, but doesn't want to say anything because the brother is happy. And if our friend likes him, she doesn't want to get in the way. I'm on team stop talking to the brother immediately. Like, it's been a month, cut it off. Would you guys be okay with your best friend dating your brother or sister?
Wait, okay. Hang on, sorry.
You want me to go first? Or you just...
Well, hang on. I need to get the dynamics down. So the sisters are dating
okay,
the brothers?
Okay, let me put it into terms of people.
The sisters are dating the brothers?
No, not at all. So, okay, I'm going to put it into terms of...
I need like a family tree.
It would be like if... it would be like, let's say there's a group of friends, okay? And who has a brother?
Just make it hypothetical.
Okay.
I need like... Okay, wait. Oh, we
okay,
could do
let's
a visual.
Say Izzy's in our group of friends.
Okay.
And she starts dating Noah, my brother. Okay? And you are the person writing in, being like, oh, Izzy's dating Noah. It's weird because Brooke doesn't like it. Should they stop dating?
But there's also someone else that's dating someone.
No, there's not.
Can you reread the thing?
I'm yeah. Confused. So.
Her best friend is dating this dude. This dude has a brother and their other best friend is dating
brother. No. This girl's best friend. This girl has two best friends.
Okay.
Okay. One of the best friends is dating the best friend's brother. Let me read it again to you.
No, that's not how I...
No, look, listen to me. Okay.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Okay. So I currently have one best friend talking to / hooking up with the brother of our other best friend.
Oh my God, this whole time I had two men involved.
No, there's one man. It's a group of girlfriends.
Got it. This is so simple.
Okay, it's so simple.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it all again?
No, I got it.
Okay. So basically the question is, would you be okay with one of your close friends dating your sister and my brother?
I think it's super weird to ask a brother about someone else dating his sister.
What?
like okaying someone dating my little sister is weird, but like I think from a girl's perspective,
like she should be fine.
What, do you want to fuck your brother? I'm confused. Is this her brother?
No, it's her,
boyfriend's brother.
It's her. No, Connor, no.
I'm so confused.
No, it's her friend's brother, and the other friend is dating the brother, and the friend is upset.
We have to skip this question. I'm so sorry. I do not understand.
Okay.
Does everyone else get it?
I'm going to. Okay, let's say there's.
Can someone else explain it to me?
There's me, Megan, and Sally Dar.
Yeah.
Sally Dar is writing in saying, Megan is dating Brooke's brother, and Brooke is upset, and I also think it's weird. Should Megan stop dating Noah?
Okay, you say your answer. You say your answer.
I mean, I like you said, I guess it's different because you have a younger sister and I have a younger brother.
Yeah.
I think I would love if one of my friends dated my brother, because then it's like, I know he's a great guy. I know my friends are great people. They would be in my family. Well, I don't see why that would be bad.
That was my question. Like, what's the issue?
Right. Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I also don't see the issue.
I think the girl's like really protective of her brother.
Yeah, I don't. I know people with those dynamics, and I don't think I can relate personally.
I can at all.
Yeah, but I guess it would be different for a younger sister.
Kind of, but she's not younger. She's a full blown like adult that lives in an apartment.
But still, she is your younger sister.
Yeah, that's a weird vibe. I mean, it's not my choice. It's not your relationship.
Yeah.
Stop hanging out with your friend.
I
just think it's weird when siblings are like involved in each other's relationships.
I think I would personally prefer it almost.
Yeah.
So
keep it in the family.
Yeah. I would.
Okay. I'm so sorry for how long that took me to understand. I might be.
I get that it was confusing. I don't think I helped with my explanation.
The whole time I kept adding new people to the equation too. It's like her cousin.
Okay, this is a really good one.
Okay.
And I thought of you because you've been in this situation a lot of times.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I the asshole for staying friends with somebody who broke my best friend's heart?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I've been in that many times. We got that question twice then, because I also screenshotted one that's similar.
Okay.
Like, I hang out with this person a lot, even though my best friend and this person broke up amicably.
Right. Yeah, I guess I think that plays a factor into it. This person broke the other person's heart.
Yeah, I mean, you are kind of an asshole. Unless they're on good terms.
Yeah.
You got to put your loyalty somewhere. Without loyalty.
I think it's tough, like, if you were friends with both of them before, but if you just became friends with the boyfriend or girlfriend once they were introduced to the group via dating your friend.
Here's an idea.
The relationship ends when their relationship ends.
If your best friend broke this dude's heart, or whatever the dynamic is, would you still be friends with the dude? Even though the other person fucked up or whatever.
Oh, I would think... Yeah. I don't see something morally wrong with that. It would be a discussion with the friend, for sure.
Yeah. I've been in it. It's like, okay, well, you dated this person. I've had this conversation several times. You've dated this person for 6 months. I had to hang out with them for 6 months. There's no ROI there if I just cut off my
investment. What's ROI?
Return on investment.
Oh.
Time is the most valuable resource. If I'm hanging out with your bum ass boyfriend for 6 months or girlfriend, I'm going to develop a relationship with them that I can't just throw away.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm going to stay friends unless they do something evil.
Right.
In which case, you go like this. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just spent all that time hanging out with you. Now we just got to cut ties.
Yeah.
Hands are tied.
Yeah, so are you the asshole? A little, yeah.
A little bit. Some might even say lightly refreshing.
Refreshing. You could totally say that.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, this one I thought was really interesting.
Okay, hit me.
And this plays into the experience of us switching bodies a little bit.
Okay.
Not really. Would you rather never get tired or never have to go to the bathroom? Because both of those, for me, like, interfere with my day-to-day a lot.
Never get tired. I don't mind going to the restroom.
Me too.
The restroom is a nice escape.
I'd rather never get tired. I could do so much.
Yeah, same. Also, sometimes I'll just go sit on the toilet with my phone. Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome alone time.
Just as a chair.
It's kind of like, it brings out something almost instinctual in me. Like a cave.
Primal?
Yeah, primal. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Like a dark, cold cave. And with my bare ass out on my phone.
Very cool, Connor.
My legs fell asleep yesterday. I was so tired and I just sat on my toilet before I got in the
shower. Your legs don't fall asleep from you being tired.
No, I was sitting on the toilet for so long.
I've never had my legs fall asleep unless I've been sitting on my leg.
Well, I have a stool in my bathroom.
Were you sitting on your leg?
No, I was sitting like this.
My legs have never fallen asleep unless like I have been sitting like crisscross or in a position where I've been sitting on top of my legs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You've got good blood flow.
I didn't realize your legs could fall asleep just without that.
Everybody's
different.
Does this
have to do with your high blood pressure?
Maybe. I don't know. I always sleep like the most comfortable way I can fall asleep is on my stomach with my arms up over my head under my pillow. You know, I don't use a pillow, but I have 15 on my bed mm-hmm. and I just bury my head in them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to suffocate.
I have the world's thinnest pillow, or that's what it's called, on Amazon, and it is really a tissue.
I need to figure out what my pillow vibe is because I don't know who I am as a pillow uh-huh. person. You know, everyone's always like, I'm a soft pillow, I'm a hard pillow. I'm like, where's my pillow?
I need a pillow that I buy new, but it's as if somebody has slept on it for over 100 years.
I want my pillow to feel beaten.
Yeah.
But from years of abuse. So anyways, I fell asleep with my arms above my head, but every night I do lose blood flow to my arms. And I usually wake up when I'm like, oh, can't move my arms. So imagine me laying flat, right? I'm on my stomach, I have my arms up over my head. And it's almost like, I don't know. I don't need to do it. You can picture it. And I lay there and then, I basically am like, okay, I realize at some point I need to move onto my back and get my arms so my blood gets back into them. And so I went to turn over onto my back and I feel my one arm hit and I'm like, okay, one check. We're almost there. And then I go to throw my back. This arm has not moved. So I land on my right arm, which is how I woke up because I hyperextended my shoulder.
That's horrible. I'm sorry, Connor.
There's one sound, the worst sound in the world. It's radar ringtone from iPhone.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
The second worst sound to wake up to is your shoulder popping out of socket.
Has that ever actually happened to you?
That night.
This location?
Mm-hmm. And once it happened to me once, it happens like all the time now randomly.
Oh, I didn't realize that could just like casually happen. I used to dislocate my elbow as a kid and have to go to the hospital
what
every
mean?
Time. What?
You can dislocate your elbow?
Uh-huh. It's called like, kids get it a lot. I think it's called like nursemaid's elbow or something. And then it was so painful. And once you get it once, you keep getting it.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the hospital every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Occurs when the radius, one of the bones
my
in the
radius.
Forearm, slips out of place.
My radius was slipping.
Did it hurt?
So bad, yeah.
Oof, I don't like that. The craziest thing I ever saw was my sister fall off a fence when I was in like fifth grade. And she was in second, I guess. And she gets up and is like, and she's looking at me and I look at her arm and her elbow is out the
ooh,
other way.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
and I'm like,
ooh.
Oh, I couldn't get any. I was like, oh my, oh my. And she looks down and goes,
ah! Were you at so school? Loud.
No, we were just like hanging out in the backyard.
Oh my God.
And she grabs it and pushes it back into place. And then my dad comes and picks us both up and she's bawling her eyes out. She's like, my arm like popped out this way. And my dad's like, okay. And she goes, I watch. I remember I was sitting in the back seat and she goes, look, extends it, pops out.
Ew.
Backwards.
Did she go to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Three metal pins in her arm.
Wow. And did it hurt? It doesn't seem like she was really fazed by the pain.
Yeah, she was screaming.
Oh. Okay, ready for another question? This is interesting. Would you rather have an arranged marriage or be single forever?
Single forever.
It's tough. It's tough. Because basically it's like arranged marriage, let's say. I don't know. What's the percentage of success for arranged marriages?
I don't think we have a census for that.
Like, is it 50-50? Because I would be willing to take the 50-50 risk. Could I get divorced right away?
You asked the question.
Or would I have to? Oh, shoot. No, I didn't.
Oh.
If I could get divorced, I would pick the... What does that say, Connor?
Well, the divorce rate in the United States is about 40 to 50%, which is wild. But yeah, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
I just was curious about the arranged.
And the divorce rate for arranged marriages is 4%. Well, yeah, because probably
it's more,
if you're in
it's
a
religious situ- usually.
If you're in a situation where you're having an arranged marriage, you probably have more reasons why you couldn't get divorced.
Yeah.
They're probably more strict on that.
That's skewed.
Some estimate that 90% of marriages are arranged in India. This is weirdly giving me a panic attack.
Okay. I would do the arranged marriage if I could get divorced.
After hearing those numbers?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would. If I could get divorced, I would do it.
I would love to see that be a fly on the wall when that census was taken.
And
yeah, we're really
divorced,
happy.
And if I couldn't get divorced, oh my God, I don't know. Because then if I like really didn't like them and I had to spend the rest of my life with them.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then it's like maybe that doesn't happen.
Imagine spending 10 minutes with them and they're annoying. And then imagine spending the rest of your little life with them.
But then I don't know. That's so tough. I guess I wouldn't, but it would be like I'd have to think on it for a very long time. Okay.
Okay, we can't answer that. Well, I mean, I answered it, single forever. We have to give concrete answers.
Oh, this reminded me of me and you, this one. My girlfriend told me to get off my phone, so I threw it on the ground and broke it.
That reminded me of you, of me, and you?
Yeah. Because do you remember at the Dodgers game when you told me to get off my phone, I started sobbing? Yeah. That video we made at the Dodgers game, I was crying in it. It was because I was actually sobbing because Connor told me to get off my phone. And I was so upset.
I didn't want to go to this baseball game because it's in Anaheim. So it's like
a big fight.
It was like 2.5 hours away. And it was during rush hour. We have to get there. So it took us 3 hours to get there. And then you park and it took an hour to park. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing this baseball game because Brooke wanted to see a baseball game. We're here. Brooke on TikTok. Fully the game is happening. I was like, I'm not gonna say it. Oh, Brooke, did you see that? Did you see it? Yeah, very cool. That actually inspired the whole video that we made that like went pretty viral.
Well, it's like, you know when like kids fall and get really embarrassed and cry?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was going through because I didn't know you didn't want to go and I got like super like shameful. And then
started
crying.
I don't want to go.
Yeah. No, you did not
in
say
the text.
That. No, you said, let's go. No, because I went back and checked the sources and you never said that.
Okay, Karen, let's check the sources.
I checked the sources already.
No, don't check them now. But
Connor literally texted me yesterday and said, I want to go to a Dodgers game.
I do. I had a great time. I was the only I had an awesome time. I was just like, I don't want to be like watching this game alone. She's on her FYP. What about if you like watch the game that we drove 3 hours to go to? What then?
No, you said I didn't even want to go. And that's when I started sobbing.
That's facts. So.
Well, you know, if you go back and watch that video now, you can watch it through that lens.
Well, we started laughing about the fact that she was crying right after that. So, wait, okay, wait. So, can you read
anyway,
the question
that's
again?
It's not even a question. It just reminded me of something I would do. Or my girlfriend told me to get off my phone, so I threw it on the ground and broke it. It's just like a really big reaction to just like...
Oh. reactionary. Get off your phone. Yeah. Oh, that is funny, Brooke.
Yeah.
That will go down in history.
It is like a lot of, yeah. It will go down in history, Connor. Would you date the opposite sex version of yourself? Me? Not never in 1 million years. What would that even be?
Oh, I think I might get jealous of myself.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, this person's, I don't know, like talking so much. I want to talk more than them.
Like try to outdo yeah. yourself?
I'd be in competition with myself.
I just like don't even want to know what a male version of me would behave like. Or just not even. No, I don't. I wouldn't ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, actually. Changed my mind.
Yeah.
So no.
Easy. Okay, no, we both wouldn't. Okay, this was a good one. This is terrible for you, but good for me.
Okay.
Would you rather be stuck in a room of tier ones or people from the loser list? Because I don't ever want to meet those people.
Oh, I'm tier one-ing all day.
I know. I think loser list. Because I'm not like shy around those people. They're losers.
So
I don't ever want to
hang out with them.
I guess, but that would be a less painful experience because I would be so
who's
in
on
my
your
head
loser
with
list?
The tier one.
I can't even remember. Do we share a loser list?
I think we have
list?
A shared one. Okay.
Because I think we usually agree on all the losers.
Yeah.
I need to look at, I just want to review who's on the loser list right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a revisit.
Loser list.
I know we've got Jonah. We've got Miranda.
Jonah Hill, Miranda Lambert. I mean, the rest are such old news, except Halsey was just on there and I can't remember why. But sorry.
No, that's fine.
Drake.
Why? I really don't know.
I shouldn't say that because he's been on podcasts recently. There's just like,
I don't need to have, I don't, I wouldn't even like want to have Drake.
Yeah.
I guess for business purpose. I could clout ethical
not for,
clout
you wouldn't
chasing
have,
purposes.
You wouldn't have him on the podcast for pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Strictly business.
I wouldn't even know what to say to Drake. I couldn't name one Drake song.
He has.
No,
yes,
I don't. I really don't think I could.
Brooke.
I really
need a one dance.
That's Drake?
Mm-hmm. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
If it's not a show tune or a very sad man singing about how obsessed he is with a woman, then I'm just like, I need the story. I need the story.
I get it, man.
Okay.
I know that you know about 90% of these songs, though.
Yeah, but I don't know them by name, and that's what matters. Would you rather have $1 million or a list of every person who's ever had a crush on you? I would rather have a list of everyone that's had a crush on me. I would pay $1 million to have that list.
Yeah, I bet there's some interesting.
Yeah.
And then you could...
Oh, my God. I just...
Closure.
I actually have tears.
Fluttering.
I have tears in my eyes thinking about me forking over the $1 million that I don't have and then getting a blank piece of paper.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having flashbacks to something that we did in high school. Oh, my gosh. What is going on? I have this...
I told you about when the guys ranked the list of the hottest girls in the bus on the way to Six Flags, right?
No.
We had like 90 kids in our class, and I think there were like 45 girls. And for whatever reason, the guys made a list of the top hottest 40 girls. Didn't make the cut.
They have so much time.
Mm-hmm. There were five of us who just did not even make the list.
How do you list
my origin
40
story?
Well, that's crazy.
Because we were all on the bus.
So they're just doing a head count?
Basically, ranking.
That's incel behavior. That's where it all begins. Is
but the
ranking,
thing is,
ranking people on the bus.
This goes to show you that like confidence truly comes from within. It does not matter what is on the outside for the most part. Because at that moment in my life when I was just like a super awkward, like big mouth vibes teen, I literally would look at myself in the mirror and be like, oh, so cute. Even like when I got home from the day at Six Flags and I wasn't on the list, I was like, they're stupid. I'm so hot. But now it's like I would never think that.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, so it's really sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. Anyway, confidence comes from within.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know.
I have this one memory of, I was, when I played football for the 2 years that I played football, I remember being in the locker room and Vans were not cool yet.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in Texas. And I got this pair of Vans that are so popular now, obviously. And it was the Vans era. So it was like the ones you tie, but they're like low top. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but it's fine.
Okay, it's like a, you tie them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Vans with laces. I had them. Yeah. I had some.
They're like low top Converse, but they're Vans.
Yeah, version. Okay.
Okay. And I wore those in, and this dude called them nurse's shoes. And I never wore Vans again until like graduating high school.
It's that kind of stuff that sticks.
Yeah, and I remember it now.
Yeah.
I have a 401k and I remember what this man said about my nurse's shoes. Yeah, you betcha.
That's awesome.
Do I know how to access it or what it means or where it is? No, hell no.
Mm-mm.
I will not
Good
be looking.
For you though. That's
I
a
won't
big,
be looking into
that's
that.
A big stat.
Like, why isn't there a 401k.com that I can just sign into? Where is it?
401k.com.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? I'm going to finally ask my accountant, hey, where's my 401k? It's in the cloud.
It's not of our business.
There's probably 40 cents in my 401k.
It's none.
You know what sucks so bad?
What?
When someone's like, hey, can you see me those photos from this weekend? iCloud link comes through. Oh, I'll never see that.
No.
Hey, I just got that iCloud link. Is it supposed to never actually download? Yep. Okay, perfect.
I'm with you. I'm standing with you.
The photos are above us in this room in a million tiny pieces.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you one more question and then we can scoot to the bonus.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want a gross one or an existential one?
Ooh, don't even ask me the existential one today.
Gross. So you want gross?
I didn't sleep enough last night. I will break out in hives. Yeah, I want gross.
Okay.
I'm interested in what you call gross.
Okay, well, I have two genres of gross. Would you rather farts or cum?
In what context?
I don't want to reveal it.
In what context?
What do you mean in what context?
Farts or cum?
Yeah. Question's about cum, one question's about farts.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was a would you rather farts or cum?
No. Oh, no, no. I'm asking which question you want. Would you rather farts or cum?
Man, you lost me. Now you understand, like, how am I experiencing
Connor,
these two things?
That is completely fair because I did say, would you rather farts or cum?
I can't wait to rewatch that.
Would you rather me ask you a question about farts or cum?
You know what? Let's give the people what they want. Hit me with cum.
Okay. Would you rather cum blood or bleed cum?
Oh.
Both are hard when you think about it. Like, in depth.
My Chipotle's coming back up.
We can't end on this one.
No. I'm bleeding.
Bleed cum. That's the only answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, you can't do that in public. Sir, I'm just bleeding to death. Sir, it's blood. I bleed cum.
I feel like that's less menacing than blood, even. I would go as far as to say maybe preferred.
Oh, paper cut. You're fired. This is a clear HR mm-hmm. violation.
Yeah.
You got cum all over my desk. There's cum all over the copy machine.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even use a stapler mm-hmm. full of it's buried in cum.
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for playing at least 2 hours of Sudoku during work hours every day? No.
What?
You're a good employee. You're
good
fueling your mind.
You're a good employee.
You're fueling your mind with it's a puzzle and it teaches you strategy. It teaches you math a little bit.
You shouldn't be.
It's enrichment hour.
It's enrichment hour and it's more valuable than anything you could do for your company.
Yeah. You're investing in yourself.
Don't you even think.
Which is investing in your company.
Yeah. Don't even think about doing Sudoku outside of working hours.
I would agree too.
Good for you.
You're a good employee.
I feel bad that you have this work dysmorphia.
Guilt complex.
You are working.
Yeah. You're working hard.
and you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep playing. That's Catholic guilt for you. Taking away our enjoyment of Sudoku, simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
I hate that. But good luck.
Well, I'd like to watch some shark videos in the bonus. Yeah. So meet us there and maybe we could do a little bit more singing to each other. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we love you. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to youtube.com/@BNCMAP to watch that pizza video. And there's more where that came from.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Today was a bit of a journey, but we've reached the finish line and it's exciting to be here alongside you and you, Brooke.
And you.
Love that dress.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I love your pants.
Thanks. So we'll see you in the bonus. Bye, guys. Love you. Love you, kittens.
Love you, kittens.
Cut the cameras.
This week on Close Friends.
This is the star of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's anyone even like...
OMG. What happened in between World War II and 9/11?
50 years.
Without the comma, dearest would be a simple adjective of endearment.
I'm going to help my friend Jack off a horse. Or I'm going to help my friend Jack, comma, off a horse.
That's good.
Be short. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.